Proposed zoning for a surface mine is causing quite a stir in Davis County, Kentucky. The mine would be in a rural area outside of Owensboro called Pleasant Ridge, where mining has existed for decades. This mine, though, would be located next to a Girl Scout camp. Rose Kristen Presson explores what this means not only for the camp, but for Pleasant Ridge, Owensboro, and Davis County's economic growth in recent years.
Camp Pennyroyal hosts thousands of Girl Scouts every year. The 180-acre site looks like your typical camp, primarily wooded, tents, cabins, trails. Property manager Jed Johnson explains.
It has an 8-acre lake that is spring fed. It does have, 10 or 15 acres of open space. It is a fairly untouched site from the last 50 years.
Even under the soil, the land is rich with coal, and offers to pay the Girl Scouts in exchange for mining have been proposed in the past. It would, after all, probably help cushion the funds Girl Scouts make selling those cookies.
It's a flat no, because our commitment is that we keep these camps for our girls and for posterity.
That hasn't stopped areas surrounding Camp Pennyroyal from being mined. That part of Davis County called Pleasant Ridge has long been mined for coal. It brings in about $1 million in revenue annually for the county and the city of Owensboro through the coal severance tax. And now, a local mining company called Western Kentucky Minerals is working on a permit for yet another surface mine in Pleasant Ridge.
As far as Davis County, the permit we got going there with the 690 acres, it'll take us as long as 2 years to get all of our permits in order.
It's taking 2 years because the proposed mine would neighbor Camp Pennyroyal. Tim Rye, a permitting technician for Western Kentucky Minerals, says this permitting process started out normally. They acquired signed leases with the 14 landowners.
Talked to as many people as we could to let them know that, you know, we was proposing a new surface mine out there. We would be coming to the area, and most everything we got was good. I mean, in favor of all of it, you know.
But once they approached the county zoning committee with a proposal, they were met with some resistance. Not from the county, and not from the Girl Scouts of Kentuckiana, but from the community. People spoke in fiscal court, an online petition was created, yard signs began popping up with messages like, "Say no to coal." The county zoning commission, however, granted the permit for the mine. But Western Kentucky Minerals isn't quite in the clear to operate yet. Davis County is one of two in the state that allows appeals against permits like this. In all other 118 counties, if you can get the permit, you can mine. County Judge Executive Al Mattingly says the fiscal court heard hours of appeals and read hundreds of pages in reports. So far, they've upheld the zoning board's decision to allow the mine on Girl Scout Road, but they'll be hearing appeals until a 30-day period ends this Saturday. Even then, Mattingly thinks the appeals will continue.
And I am sure in this case it's probably going to go to the Court of Appeals and eventually the Supreme Court, Kentucky Supreme Court.
Mattingly says the fiscal court upheld the zoning ordinance because they could not see a violation in the permit application.
It's all about trying to balance your decision. In this case, there was no Solomon-like result. We were going to make somebody mad regardless of how we chose. We did what we thought was the best, and that's all that anybody can ask of us to do.
The court did recognize the unusual circumstance of the mine being located next to Camp Pennyroyal, and extra restrictions were set for this particular mine. For example, mine operations will halt on Sundays, holidays, and Saturdays after 6 p.m. Miners can't use backup bells. They'll have to use strobe lights to reduce noise pollution. State law requires that mines can't blast closer than 300 feet of a residence without written permission. Davis County Fiscal Court extended that to 500 feet and 2,000 feet from Camp Pennyroyal's main lodge. In addition, Western Kentucky Minerals will have to test the water quality in the camp's lake, monitor the dam's integrity, and restrict mining operations to inside the pit after 6 p.m. Laura Tucker is the CEO for the Girl Scouts of Kentuckiana. She says the council's priority is to work in partnership with Western Kentucky Minerals to form the best situation for both parties when the expected mining starts in a few years.
Just make sure that we're prepared that when this starts, that it has little effect on that camping experience for our girls.
Both Western Kentucky Minerals and the Girl Scouts of Kentuckiana are trying to allow the other's operations to run smoothly. Tucker says as CEO, her priorities are to protect the camp, but she liked to make the best out of the situation.
And the other thing is taking this experience and making it part of the educational process for girls. I mean, creating a coal badge, looking at the environment. You know, hopefully we've got some budding scientists out there that can look at the next generation of sustainable, reusable energy.
That means some of the coal workers will be interacting directly with girls. teaching about surface mining, the risks, and educating camp staff on safety procedures when the mine becomes active. One of the pillars of Girl Scouts is a connection with the outdoors, and environmentalism is heavily threaded in the program. But Tucker says it's important for Girl Scouts, especially ones in this region, to understand this industry and its role in their homes and in society.
You have an environmental aspect of it, but then you also have the fact that over 97% of Kentucky's energy comes from coal. You have families who need the money that have the right to sell their mineral rights. You have a local mining company struggling to exist, and you've got a community that needs a tax money base. So what we try to do is to really teach our girls to look at an issue critically and advocate for what they believe in.
Tucker says she's heard girls advocate for both sides, but the Girl Scouts of Kentuckiana is focused on preparing for the potential opening of this mine in the coming years. Western Kentucky Minerals is working to get their zoning permit approved and begin mining, and both are publicly working together to ensure operations down the road will run smoothly. However, both parties, the community and the local government, are all, as Mattingly put it, playing the waiting game. If the appeals continue past this week and advance into higher courts, it'll be a long road ahead before anyone is certain if Western Kentucky Minerals will begin work on Girl Scout Road. For WKMS News, I'm Rose Kristen Presson.